Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the Realest Man on Radio, the Rashad Rich Morning Show. Good to be with you. Ladies and gentlemen, during this era of COVID-19, childcare has become paramount. It is supremely important that our children and our community are connected to agencies, companies, childcare companies that actually know what the hell they're doing. I had the great pleasure last week. I had the great pleasure of going on a tour at Little Minds First Academy, okay? And let me tell y'all, this facility is immaculate. I mean, drop-dead gorgeous. The playrooms, amazing. They have everything. I mean, if you can think of it, they have it. They have a playroom that fits that. They have an educational staff. All of their meals are nutritious. What does that mean? No canned foods whatsoever. All fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, nothing high in sodium, because they believe that a child's behavior is impacted due to what they eat. Science believes that as well. Okay? Remarkable establishment. They've been rated top quality by the state of Georgia and many other organizations. They've received awards and recognitions. The leading voice behind the operation, and she is an advocate in America for child care and child education, none other than Ann Harris. Ann, thank you for being on the show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you for having me.
I'm doing quite well. Let me go through a little bit of your background, because You have held pretty much every position imaginable in childcare. You've been a pre-K assistant teacher, academy director, regional point trainer, pre-K project director for a reputable national agency, and the list goes on and on. You hold a degree in early childhood care and education, a boatload of additional training and certifications, and you are the owner and director of Little Minds First Academy, which is in Kennesaw, Georgia. Let's talk first about your passion. Why did you decide to get into childcare, something you've been doing now for over 30 years?
Well, I love children. I love them because they give you love unconditionally, mm-hmm. and I love helping them grow and develop, and they are just like sponges. They soak up everything you teach them, and so that's really the reason why I've done it for so long.
Yeah, and you've done it and done it very well. You know, a lot of times people in your position, and they get burned out because it is a high energy, high impact. A lot of energy is being pulled away from you. You have to deal with the business angle, the childcare angle. Now you're in the middle of a pandemic. How do you avoid becoming burned out in the process of childcare?
Well, you got to take time for yourself.
Yeah.
And I just feel like the reward is it helps a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Because just seeing the kids and all the love that they give, they come in giving you a hug.
Yeah.
And leaving giving you a hug. Just them being happy is just helps me out a whole lot.
Yeah, gives you that energy. Yeah. Tell us about your facility. I got the opportunity to see this. My friend David told me about it, and I'm like, okay, man, I get over there when I can, and I have a busy schedule. So we found a Saturday. I went out there, and I was totally mesmerized by this facility. Tell the listeners about it.
Yeah, so when you come into our facility, it looks more home feel.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you that calm feeling. The kids really feel calm when they come into the building. It's located in a prime location in near the Cobb Parkway and Old 41 in Kennesaw, Georgia.
Yep.
We have about 10 classes. Our facility will hold 183 kids. We have monitors in each of the classrooms. We have lower class ratios. Teacher to child ratios, and that's not the standard of what the state requires. We have indoor gym for the kids when weather permits, prevents them from going outside.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a dedicated art room for the kids to go to, and we have a app for parents to communicate with the teachers throughout the day.
Yeah, amazing stuff. You all received a quality rated recognition from the state of Georgia. Explain that.
Well, the quality rating system, it measures and monitors the child care centers and the level of the quality that provides early care and learning and school-age children programs. And so we received a 2-star. So just like hotels are rated like a 1-star, 2-star, child care centers are rated the same way.
Okay.
So, and it goes up to a 3-star.
Awesome. Parents are concerned about COVID-19. You know that. A lot of parents have opted to bring their child back home and try to do education there, try to do child care there, try to hire people to come to the home. What processes do you use at your facility to ensure the safety of the children and staff?
Well, we take temperatures for our staff, our parents, our children, teachers, they wear masks. We also follow the strict hand washing procedures throughout the day, the strict cleaning and disinfecting the classrooms throughout the day and the toys. And we don't allow anybody to come inside the building, any visitors or anything like that throughout the day. And we strict the parents just to the foyer area,
okay,
and then we take the children back to their classes, and we also have lower ratios, so there's not a whole lot of children in each class.
Okay, let's talk about the nutrition program. That was something very impressive to me, because you all, as a policy, you use absolutely no canned vegetables. That's not how you roll. Tell us about the nutrition program at Little Minds First Academy.
Well, we have fresh or frozen fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
We, instead of the sugary juices, we do have sugary juice just on one day out of the week. But in the afternoons, we have water.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to learn how to drink water.
Yeah.
Kids need to learn how to drink water.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that, and we also have the fresh fruits, so they're introduced to a lot of different fruits. We have cantaloupe, we have honeydew melon, we have blueberries and strawberries and watermelon and oranges and apples. So they're introduced to a lot of different things.
You have an education staff. You have teachers there. A lot of this hinges on the academic social development of the child. How do you select the teachers?
Well, our lead teachers, they have to have credentials or certifications. So either they have a CDA or TCC, TCD, associate's degree, early child education, a bachelor's degree in the same. That's, and they have to have 10 hours of ongoing training every year. That's what state requires.
Is there a curriculum utilized? And if so, what kind of curriculum is it?
We have the creative curriculum.
Okay.
And that is a comprehensive research-based curriculum. And it focuses on exploration and discovery as a method of learning.
Wow. I'm loving it. All right. So here's a question I've always had in the back of my mind. Because what's the difference between a daycare and a child care center? Or is there a difference?
Well, I think so. Not all child care centers or daycare centers are the same. Mm-hmm. But I think that child care centers are more of a learning environment versus merely babysitting.
Yeah.
And not watching TV all day.
Right.
We make sure that we are going through by state regulations and monitoring everything and making sure that our teachers meet the certifications. And we are teaching our kids and the kids are learning. And so just not the babysitting.
Right. So there's a real development aspect connected to the emotional, social, and the academic development of the child. Let's talk about Georgia pre-K, because you all are private pre-K, so there's some money people got to pay. Georgia, there's a government pre-K, Georgia pre-K. What's the difference?
So Georgia pre-K, they focus more on the social aspect of the children, making sure that they can interact with each other, getting them ready for being around other children when they get to kindergarten, being able to line up, being able to socialize with other children, getting their behaviors, under control, I guess, more so.
Right.
Learning how to interact with other kids. And they introduce phonological awareness, letter awareness, and getting ready for them to prepare for writing and different things like that.
What does your pre-K do?
Our pre-K does pretty much some of the same things, but a little bit more. So we make sure that they know their letters and their numbers and, they are ready to read. Three-letter words, and we participate in their reading readiness and making sure that they are writing. They can write. They can count to 100. They can say their numbers backwards and forwards, and they know their alphabet.
Yeah. What's the age range of kids that frequent your facility or can have a program in your facility? What's the age range?
We take kids from 6 weeks to 12 years old.
Six weeks to 12 years old. Wow. 6 weeks to 12 years of age. Okay. Listen, I'm sold. When I talked to you and some of your team and saw the facility and did the tour, I'm completely convinced that this is the absolute best place for pre-K education and beyond, okay? So here's what I'm telling the listeners now, and Ann Harris, big ups to you, but I know this comes after 30-plus years of hard work, dedication, know-how, experience, but you really have done an amazing job being an advocate and leader in this space, and you have a remarkable facility and staff to reflect that. For those who are listening, I want you to give out information if people would like to contact you, talk about options that they may have with their child, their grandchild. Maybe they're part of a youth program. They're in charge of a youth ministry. They want to engage you. How can they do so?
You can contact us at 678-800-1100. 1116, or you can check our website out. That's littlemindsfirst-academy.com, or email us at info@littlemindsfirst1st-academy.com.
All right, there you have it. Once again, the phone number is 678-800-1116. That's 678-800-1116. Please give them a call. If you're looking for your little one to have a leg up, to have an advantage, to be holistically developed, this is my recommendation to you, okay? 678-800-1116. Once again, that number is 678-800-1116. In this world, we got to give our children every single freaking advantage possible. Period. Period. 678-800-1116. Listen, I know you got to get back to the kids. Thank you so much, Ann, for what you do. And we'll have you back on the show, okay? Because we want you to answer some questions about childcare, COVID-19, and educational delivery. Because, as you know, this virtual world has changed how we deliver education. So I appreciate you.
Okay, thank you for having me.
All right, Ann Harris.
All right.
On and director of Little Minds First Academy, okay? Make sure you check them out. Good people. You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio, the Rashad Richie Morning Show.
You take Wednesday, Thursday, then just send him my way. Think I got it covered for...
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.